if a vendor is controlling the listing presentation, if a vendor is controlling the commission, if a vendor is controlling the marketing campaign, you're going to have a very sad 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Big idea. Lose a listing, lose a sale, don't lose your reputation.
But absolutely, yeah.
Hi everyone, it's Tom Panos. I've got with me Sam Towns from Petrusma Property. Have I said it right?
You have, yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so I was here doing a training course today and yep. I wanted to use this opportunity after our session,
yep.
Sam, to chat with you. Your brand in Hobart is considered one of the attraction businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing business. You yourself are a working director, you yep. sell, list, negotiate, and you also run the businesses. Can I ask you briefly, what does the businesses look like? How many offices?
We have 5 offices.
Yep. Yep.
So each one of those offices have a leader over those, a team leader. And then I'm the managing director of 5 directors.
Right. Okay. So they report to you, but you also have your own business unit that you sell in.
Correct, yes. Yes.
You got any help with that?
Yeah, I do. So I've got Kate Schwartz, who is a dynamo. So she's my support consultant. So she handles all of my admin.
Right.
But I also have her out selling properties as well and listing in her own right as well.
What's the average price range that you normally sell at?
Typically on average around between $450 and $650.
Okay. So everyone watching this, let me tell you, this guy here is a superstar because he's riding numbers that some agents in Sydney and Melbourne, we're talking close to riding 7 figures in GCI, and he does that with an average of $450,000 houses, so that's selling a lot more properties, and he's exceptional at getting marketing. Sam, can I talk a little bit about what is it? What I mean, and you're a really good person to ask this because you're selling and you're also an owner.
Mm.
What is it that, what makes a good real estate agent? What are the critical behaviours of a good agent?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I think one of the first things you want is hunger. You
yeah.
want that desire to get into the office, you know, that's going to drive a strong work ethic. A competitive spirit, not in a negative way that's going to cause you to do the wrong thing in an office, but yeah, as an owner, you want people that are hungry. More and more, I'm thinking I want intelligent people because I come from a marketing background, and marketing for me is very important. And obviously, in our business, working with vendors, we need to really be on top of our stuff. We need to know how to lead them, how to make good decisions, how to counsel them in different situations. So I'm finding more and more I'm looking for intelligence in someone. But another thing that I think is really important, I talk a lot about this in our business, is the importance of, and I know, you know, the word integrity is a word that gets overused, but I think character is really important. You know, I see a lot of times, if you think of Aesop's fable, the goose and the golden egg, I see a lot of consultants going after the golden egg, which would be the transaction, the sale, but at the detriment of the goose. And the goose is their name. The goose is the way that they are spoken about, you know, which, you know, I never want to think that myself or my consultants will be so hungry for a sale
yeah.
that we would sacrifice the integrity of our name
yeah.
because our name's going to be the thing that will lead to other business. And I've found myself at times, you know, not taking on a listing or advising someone not to sell or something like that, if it's meant that I keep all of that in place,
yeah.
because I know those very people are going to be the ones that probably lead to my next vendor.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So to me, as Sam is saying that, big idea, lose a listing, lose a sale, don't lose your reputation.
But absolutely, yeah.
That's more important.
Your name is gold.
Yeah.
It goes before you.
Yeah. You talk about, you know, character, integrity, which leads me on to talking about is the culture and environment
mm-hmm.
of an office.
Mm-hmm.
What would you sum up the culture of Petrusma Real Estate is?
Yeah, well, we've really worked hard on our culture over probably the last 5 years. You know, we probably had a business where we had certain superstars, but they weren't necessarily team players. We've been very careful on the people that we've brought into the business. We want good people. but we want people that are going to be team players.
Right.
We don't have, it's very rare that we have any kind of, you know, infighting or disagreements or anything like that, because we've managed to iron a lot of that out. We celebrate each other's success in our business quite a lot. We've actually this morning had an awards ceremony. So when people are doing well, as a whole company, we get behind that. And so rather than that kind of that competitive, you know, salesperson against salesperson, we're very much a team unit, a family, if you like, that are trying to win the flag together.
That was that competition, the one we were talking about just while we were having lunch just then?
That was an aspect of it, right. but it was much broader than that. So basically identifying all of our KPIs.
KPIs, what are they?
VPA
you get?
Yep, VPA, appraisals, listings, units, which is a listing or a sale.
Right.
Once it sells. We do, as you say, we do actually monitor the amount of newspaper advertising that people are booking, and we award that as a KPI. So we're just looking for ways to essentially reward the behaviour that we want.
Right. Okay. When you see an agent that's struggling,
mm-hmm.
having the helicopter view that you have of real estate, what do you see as a common thing as to why someone struggles in real estate? Because it's a golden opportunity, our job.
Yeah, and you know, you could think, well, we've just recently had an employee that had a great work ethic, but they didn't have the killer instinct.
Right.
They didn't have the ability to woo people, to bring them on board, to persuade.
Right.
You know what I mean? So sometimes you might have someone that has the talent, but not the discipline. Sometimes you've got someone with the discipline but not the talent.
Right.
So I think if you can get a combination of discipline and talent, I think of drummer, you know, like if you've got a great talented drummer that never actually practices his you know, paradiddles and his rudiments and things like that, he will never be a brilliant drummer because he hasn't got the discipline.
Right.
But you can then take someone who's not so talented and inject, you know, and if he has disciplines, willing to work it, well, then he could actually become a good drummer, but maybe not as good as a talented, disciplined drummer.
Okay.
So I don't know why I thought of drummer.
I think it's a good metaphor. It's an example that people, you're saying is that you can show someone what to do and how to do it, so the skill set, but you can't make someone want to do it. So there's two bits. Yeah. There's willingness, your motivation level, and then there's the skill, how good you are at doing it. And what you're saying is they're both important. But
yeah, very important. And actually, you mentioned motivation, and I find you could have someone who has, you know, talent and possibly even has a disciplined life, but doesn't really have the motive. Right. You know, they're not motivated. Maybe their husband's the breadwinner and they're not so dependent on an income or whatever. So motivation to earn is always going to drive people as well. So if you've got someone in your office that's smug and doesn't really need the money, you're going to have to find some other way to motivate
them. I mean, the money that you write, how old are you?
35.
Okay. So 35, when I've come and done training with your office last year, I looked at your team, all dressed the part, look good. You feel that if they came and visited you, you'd think they're not coming across as typical real estate agents. You just had a good feel. Yeah. Are you hungry? Are you motivated?
Mm. Mm.
Can I ask you, what motivates you?
That's a very good question. I think, well, there's something in me that wants to win, regardless of what I'm doing.
Were you born that way?
Yeah, I think so. Right. I think so. My dad might not have thought I was competitive in some ways. But I think over time I've discovered I want to win. I want our company to win. I want to win as an agent. I get a certain thrill out of that. If you ask me about my financial motivation, obviously I need to feed my children. I've got three children and a wife, so it's very important they're provided for. But I suppose one of the bigger things that directs and guides my behaviour is I want to have more than enough. I want to have enough to be able to help others. And so, in actual fact, if you dive into the real depths of our organisation, it exists actually to help others.
Yeah.
So we want to make income, we want to make profit, we want wealth for all, we want wealth for ourselves, wealth for our agents, wealth for our clients.
Yeah.
But the reason we want wealth is not just so we're driving Ferraris, it's so that we can actually do something because there's a lot of need out there. So that's very core to who we are.
Okay, so it's really interesting you say that, because there's a lot of research and literature that what people do and how they do it is important. But when you look at the real success is the why are they doing it, seems to be intrinsic into why people. When people find a bigger cause in their life, they seem to go to extreme lengths to achieve it, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, as you're talking, Sam, we're not going to go into detail, but I would just like to say to the people, the viewers, the 14,000 agents that subscribe to this blog, make sure that you reflect as to your big why, because real estate does take you from the high of exhilarations to the depths of depressions in 24
Absolutely.
Hours.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, true.
And it's a mental, it's more a marathon, a long marathon that...
If you've got that why sorted out,
yeah,
it will get you through the tough times.
Yeah.
Because as you say, you can lose a listing or lose a sale or have that vendor that just won't listen, and it can affect you emotionally. But if there's a bigger thing that's pulling you forward, you'll be able to get through that, and you'll be able to get up the next day and go again. And I know that's certainly true in my life.
Because I reckon when you don't have a big why, when you don't know the meaning of why you're doing stuff, I actually think I can understand why people would actually do poorly in real estate, because it just gets, you know...
Well, it's shallow otherwise.
Correct.
Yeah.
And there must be easier ways to spend your life getting a basic income to get through it than being taken through the torturous mental drain that real estate can give you. Sam, as we finish off here today, one of the things I want to ask you is, if Sam Towns was meeting Sam Towns day one in real estate, knowing what you know today, what would Sam Towns say to you?
Good question. I think one thing would be that every relationship matters. One of the things I've found fairly consistently is that I've met people in my first year of real estate that managed to build a relationship with and keep in touch with, and they have then come back years later. I might have appraised their house. I might have forced myself into their door when I first started, but because I was able to build a relationship with them, I've become their, you know, your words, a trusted advisor over time, and they've then come and sold through me, and then bought through me, and sold through me. So I think understanding that every relationship matters, and having an ability, being organised in yourself to be able to manage those relationships. What are their children's names? What are their dog's names? When is the baby due? When's their birthday? That kind of thing, and being able to relate to them, not just as a super salesman or, you know, that kind of ingenuous kind of car salesman type thing, but where you genuinely care. Because when someone can see that you have even put your own agenda aside for their betterment, that's when they'll talk. That's when they'll talk about you. And so I think, you know, that's been, you know, that would be one of the hallmarks, I suppose, of how I've chosen to operate, is to just care about people. I tend to take each day and do my best each day, and watch every interaction, watch every relationship, and kind of let the scoreboard take care of itself. That's been more my approach.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I used that term this morning, if you worry about the process, the proceeds will come.
That's it, yeah.
And I think what you're saying is, keep your eyes on providing a remarkable service for a vendor, do the right thing, follow exactly what needs to be done, do a good, clean job, and you'll get paid in the end. But if you're actually focused on the dollars the whole time, you cut corners in quality.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing that is just so important, and I know you're big on this as well, is understanding the importance of marketing, understanding the importance of becoming an attraction agent, understanding that rather than going into a vendor meeting and thinking, oh, what would you like to do, Mr. Vendor? Yes, certainly we can arrange that for you. Coming and saying, this is what we need to do if we're to get the best result for you. These are the steps we need to take. Does that make sense? And actually lead vendors. I think people need and want leadership. there's a void of leadership out there.
Yeah.
And I think we have an opportunity to lead people, but again, not putting our own agenda aside, leading them in a direction that's going to be best for them, and then knowing that everything else will look after itself.
Absolutely. I mean, again, you've articulated that perfectly. Leadership is lacking at a listing presentation. If a vendor is controlling the listing presentation, if a vendor is controlling the commission, if a vendor is controlling the marketing campaign, you're going to have a very sad 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, you're going to have a sad six yeah. weeks. Sam, it's a pleasure. We've got a seven-figure attraction agent here coming from Hobart, where they don't have $2 million properties coming into their books every day of the week. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Sam.
Thank you.